Roughly 300 cars drove around the Capitol building in Salem today to protest in-person classes amid Oregon's rising COVID-19 cases. People from all over the state joined Oregon's Safe Return to Schools, part of a national movement called Refuse to Return. KLCC's Aubrey Bulkeley reports.
Refuse to Return advocates say in-person classes should only resume when local counties have had zero COVID-19 cases for 14 days. According to Oregon Health Authority modeling, if the current rate of transmission continues, the state could see up to 1,600 cases per day by mid-August. Alex Freeman, a bilingual educator from Portland, says by listening to the experts, he is using the critical thinking he teaches his students.
We're in a global health crisis. We have no good choices, but we do have a safest choice.
Tom Beeman, retired social studies teacher for Reynolds School District, says in-person teaching is not worth the risk.
It comes down to the issue of you can make up for lost academics, but you can't make up for a lost life.
Oregon Safe Return to Schools advocates maintaining distance learning until in-person teaching is deemed safe by experts. They are also asking for funding so all students can participate in distance learning. Aubrey Bulkley, KLCC News.